My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new edition of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas. I'm doing this a few hours before the Field of Dreams game, which I've been super excited for this year. You know, lots happened in Philadelphia. Now, this game obviously not happening in Philadelphia because it's happening in Dyersville, Iowa, but just being... you know, a Philadelphia event in some way. You know, Phillies and technically the Twins are the home team, but it's Phillies and the Twins. We've had the All-Star game this year. We've had the World Cup. It's America's 250th. So a lot of exciting stuff going on this year. And to add to it, we get the Field of Dreams game. So, you know, we had the World Cup. We had the All-Star game, the Derby, everything. It's like, oh, we still get the Field of Dreams game. So there's been a lot of exciting stuff, and we were looking forward to it coming into this year because we were knowing it was America's 250th and having the All-Star game and everything. So super stoked for this game tonight. I know the Phils aren't necessarily playing, coming off of a great series versus the Cardinals. Overall, like fundamentally especially, haven't been playing like amazing baseball, but they've actually been better in August the way they finished July, because they did not, they lost 8 of 9 games to finish July, and they've actually been technically been playing better baseball this month, even though, like I said, did lose 2 of 3 to the St. Louis Cardinals. So I do want to touch on the Field of Dreams game. We'll preview it a little bit in a little bit, and then we'll preview the rest of the series against Minnesota. ESPN put their in-season updated top 50 players list out, so I want to mention how many. There are actually a pretty good amount of Phillies on. I think they were, out of any team, the Phillies had the most on there. So touch on that in a little bit, and if there's time, a little bit of around Major League Baseball to end the podcast. But where I want to start is I want to start with the Phils and the Cardinals the last 3 games, where the Phils did win the first of the 3. 1-6-5 behind Andrew Painter, where he took a no-hitter into the 6th inning and does end up technically giving up a few runs, but a really good outing, and Painter has been much better since he's come back. His last 3 starts have been a lot better than it was like right before he was sent down, and that's really super important for this rotation, I think, is to, you know, especially like your 4th and 5th starters, which is Nola and Painter at this point. And I'm saying at this point because I was hoping Nola could, you know, slot somewhere in that top 3. Obviously, your top 3 has been great, but still was hoping that, you know, Aaron Nola was going to be able to return to his form. And, you know, hasn't necessarily been, I would say, himself this season. But still, regardless, hoping that the Phillies could win with your 4th and 5th starters on the mound. Now, it did happen in game number one. But now you get these Wheeler and Sanchez starts, and you don't win those games, which ironically, so you win the game with Andrew Painter on the mound. He was able to give you 5 1/3, couple of runs, 6 strikeouts. And so you're able to do that. And then again, like I said, in games 2 and 3, no offense whatsoever. 1 run in 2 games. So nothing to speak about with the offense at all in games 2 and 3. And the Cardinals, where they didn't really have to do much in either of these games. Game number two, they were able to plate a couple of runs across the board, including an Everson Pereira home run. And in game number three, they didn't need to put up 7 runs on the board, but they did. Zach Wheeler, who hasn't been necessarily himself last like 3 or 4 starts, continues that here against St. Louis. Now, early on in the game, it wasn't helped by Alec Bohm committing an error early on in the game, which led to a run. So some of that stuff you can look at. But at the end of the day, like, Wheeler, I would still say, hasn't been the best Zach Wheeler. That is for sure. And the Cardinals were able to take advantage of that. And the Phillies, on the other side, got absolutely no offense from pretty much anybody. Luis Arraez finally breaking out of his slump. I was not expecting this at all, especially after the first couple of games we saw him in a Phillies uniform. He was able to plate Bryce Harper home with an RBI double after Harper doubled himself, but it's all the Phillies would get. And they pretty much didn't do much in this series outside of that game number one. So hopefully we're not resorting to what the Phillies have been the last couple of years, where they're really, really, really hot and cold. I felt like for those couple of months under the first few months under Don Mattingly, it felt like they were maybe I was almost like ready to say, like, okay, maybe they're becoming a bit of a different team, at least from the offensive side of things. And there was a reason why I felt like I wasn't ready to say that they were, because here they are again. And yes, I know technically they have been scoring runs this month and they've been winning games, but still, there's a reason why I felt like I wasn't necessarily willing to step on the gas pedal and say, like, okay, I'm ready to be confident in this team to go and try and win a World Series, because feels like that similar type of team that we've seen in the past, the way they've been playing lately. So just trying to be as cautious as I possibly can be. And right now, as it stands, they technically don't have a playoff spot as it stands right now, because they are, I guess when it comes to the tiebreaker in the wild card, they are on the outside looking in. Arizona has that last wild card spot at 64-58 because of the run differential. Phillies have a -7 run differential. The Arizona Diamondbacks have +11. So right now it's the Cubs, it's the Padres, and the Diamondbacks. The Phillies are on the outside looking in. Now, I will continue to stand on this right now. As much as you're coming off this Cardinals series and you say to yourself, like, I hate watching this team at this moment in time, especially because of the fundamentals on the base paths, on the defensive side of things. But I'm going to stand firm and say to myself, I think Brandon Marsh will start hitting better at some point over the next month and a half. Same thing with Kyle Schwarber. You saw he finally hit a couple of home runs the other day. I think I'm not legitimately worried to say, like, oh, I'm nervous they're going to miss the playoffs. I know, outside looking in right this moment, but I still think the National League isn't all that great. And specifically looking at that wild card race, probably not looking at a divisional spot. Probably not. But we've seen crazy things, especially go back to 2007. But it doesn't feel that way, at least at this point in the season. So I'm still pretty confident that the wild card, they're going to have a wild card spot. And we've seen ebbs and flows of the season. I mean, the Cubs right now, 71-50. But, I mean, the Cubs have gone through a bunch of ebbs and flows this year, where, I mean, they had two 10-game win streaks, But also at the same time, we've seen them go through bad ruts. But they're sitting here right now, 71-50. Padres have been hot lately as well, but the Padres have gone through big-time ebbs and flows. So here they are, though, the Phillies, 64-58, outside looking into the playoff spot, but I still feel good that they will be a playoff team by the end of the season. I'm trying not to live too much in the moment. I think at the end of the season, they will have won enough games to, you know, between like 86 to 90 games, they'll be there and they will have a wild card spot. I just think that will happen. Even though I know, like, look, technically, like, looking at their schedule, it's not going to be, the Twins, who they're going to be playing, you know, coming up here, they're fighting for a wild card spot too. I mean, they're a half game back of right now the Tigers and the Rangers. Currently, the Tigers hold that last playoff spot, but the Twins, I mean, look, the Twins are fighting for a playoff spot. Marlins, right there, two games behind us, fighting for a playoff spot. Cardinals, who we just saw, they're fighting for a playoff spot. Cardinals are 61-60. They're right there. So many teams that are right there. So it's going to be, and then you got the Mariners, you got the Angels, you got the D-backs, who the D-backs were looking up to at the moment with that run differential. And the Braves and the Astros, the Braves again, and it's and the Nats too. It's going to be a really interesting next couple of months, but I think we will be looking at a playoff spot once the season is over. I'm standing firm on that. So, Phil's Twins tonight, we'll get to in a second. But also, real quick, before I get to some injuries, and then we'll get to the Field of Dreams preview, Bryce's injury is really, like, that was weird. As I was watching that last at bat in the ninth inning yesterday, it was really weird. Like, Bryce was, it did not seem like he was walking correctly, or like, I don't even, not even walking correctly. Just the way he was getting into the batter's box, you could just tell, like, this knee soreness is affecting him. And now Bryce is probably gonna play tonight. I have not seen the lineup out yet for the Phillies. I've seen it out for the Twins, who we'll get to in a couple of minutes. The lineup is out. We'll get to it in a second. And we will get to where Bryce Harper is hitting in the lineup and where he's playing and what position. So, but, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, after the Field of Dreams game, I wouldn't mind giving him, like, a couple of games off. Like, even if it was, like, two or three games off. Like, just to relax the knee soreness. I know the Phillies team needs you. But at the same time, like, if you need to take a couple of games off to get right with...
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for UnitedHealthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
This knee soreness. Then please do it, Bryce Harper. Please, please do it. So, I know, and Bryce is going to play through what he wants to play through because he's Bryce Harper, but you got to do what you got to do if you're the Phillies and if you're Don Mattingly. Make the right decisions. So, all right, injuries and transactions. So, Caleb Killian, who they just acquired from the Giants, has left oblique strain on the 15-day IL. Right now, he's to be determined when he's going to be back. According to Phillies.com, at least, they with Killian, he felt something in his side on the final pitch of his start 4 days ago, and he was placed on the IL the very next day. So that's what we have for you right now in regards to Caleb Killian. They recalled Alex McFarland from AAA Lehigh Valley a couple of days ago, and he got into the game 2 days ago and did allow a run. And I feel pretty good about this kid's future. He's really nasty. He has a really hard fastball. There's a really good slider to go along with it. I'm excited about his future, but he had to figure he was going to give up a run eventually. So he did that. And then, so the Phils did that with Alex McFarland. And then also in regards to injuries and transactions, they optioned Allen Rahnhell to AAA Lehigh Valley, then corresponding with Alex McFarland move. And then also Chase Shugart, they did recall him from AAA Lehigh Valley the day before. So that's what I have for you with the injuries and transactions. Field of Dreams. So the Field of Dreams game is tonight at 7 o'clock, or excuse me, at 7:30 on Netflix. Now, the Netflix did have the opening night with the Giants and the Yankees, that being in San Francisco. They had that game. And then they also had what we just saw about a month ago now, the Home Run Derby, which was, look, man, I don't think Netflix has done all that great of a job so far. Now that they're pretty new to this with having these events with baseball, and I guess they've been new to carrying like sporting events now. I mean, they've been trying to capitalize on pretty much everything and expand on what they do, not just going from carrying, you know, movies and TV shows and whatnot. You know, I remember back in the day when they were mailing out the movies. I think that's how it first worked. But Netflix tonight, 7:30. It's going to be Aaron Nola versus Taj Bradley. Taj Bradley having a pretty solid year for Minnesota. Nola, we're hoping, I mean, at this point, man, with Nola, like, I mean, you're just hoping he can give you, you know, solid outings. I'm not asking for it. And that's what he's done over the last, like, three outings. But just hoping Nola can just give you solid outings. I mean, he's your fourth starter at this point. But look, I'm hoping, like I said before, I'm hoping Nola can get back to being Nola slowly but surely here over the next couple of months heading into the postseason. That's what you want from Aaron Nola. So Nola going up against Taj Bradley tonight in Dyersville, Iowa. And looking at the lineups for tonight's game. So we have Kyle Schwarber leading off. He's going to be the DH. Trey Turner at shortstop hitting in the two hole. Bryce Harper will be playing right field. He will be hitting third. So he's playing right, not going to be DHing, not getting a day off, not playing first, any of that. So he's staying in right field. Luis Arraez will be batting cleanup. Hopefully, look, he got a hit last game. Hopefully he can build upon that. Had like the worst slump of his career in like the last 6 years or whatever. And then you're going to get Bryson Stott at third base, who's been playing a really good third base. Alec Bohm at first. Brandon Marsh in left. Marsh is going through a rut after having a monster first half of the season. But Marsh hitting seventh. Then JT Realmuto is the catcher. And then Justin Crawford in center field will be hitting ninth. For the Twins, it will be Trevor Larnach in the leadoff hole and left field. Byron Buxton, who was activated off the IL in center field. Then it shall be Ryan Jeffers, catcher, hitting third, and then Josh Bell will be cleanup, hitting fourth, Royce Lewis, first base, Cody Clemens, an old friend, and then Luke Keyshaw, their right fielder, hitting seventh, and then Brooks Lee will be eighth, and then Kalen Culpepper hitting ninth for Minnesota. So those are your lineups for the Phillies and the Twins. Real quick, I did just watch Field of Dreams with the family the other night. Watched Field of Dreams, and we watched the League of Their Own the night before. Some both classics. Where would you? By the way, I'm really excited. I feel like just speaking maybe because of the way the team is playing right now, I guess people are just like annoyed at the Phillies. But like, I'm really excited for this game, man. I thought, you know, when they made the announcement last year that the Phillies and the Twins were going to be playing in this game this year, I thought, you know, I was excited. And so we're going to get the Phillies in the Field of Dreams game. That's only happened twice so far. And that was the Yankees and the White Sox way back in 2021. And then it was the next year between the Reds and the Cubs in 2022. They have not had it since then. So it's nice that the Major League Baseball is bringing it back. Now they've had other events. They've had the Negro League games. They've had the Speedway Classic, you know, last year. They've had these, you know, different events for baseball. So glad they're bringing back the Field of Dreams game, and I'm glad that they're, you know, trying to spread these out and have different events, you know, not the same one every year, not Field of Dreams game every single year. So I'm glad they're not necessarily, you know, doing it like that, but they are bringing the Field of Dreams game back this year. And where would you rank Field of Dreams in your, like, best baseball movies of all time? Because for me, I don't know if it's top three. I would still put The Sandlot above it. I don't know, man. Sandlot's definitely above it. Like, I don't know, Rookie of the Year was, like, a personal favorite for me. I don't know if Rookie of the Year is pretty close, though. I feel like Rookie of the Year is, like, right up there. Which ones am I forgetting? Like, of course, something I'm forgetting as I'm doing this. But, like, Field of Dreams is definitely up there. Sandlot's number one for me. Field of Dreams is up there. Rookie of the Year. Angels in the Outfield. Moneyball, which is on the newer side. Like, a lot of these movies I feel like we mentioned are, like, from the 80s and the 90s. I recently saw The Natural within the last year for the first time, and The Natural's good. League of Their Own, like what I just mentioned, League of Their Own's definitely up there. Definitely also baseball movies, I feel like, have the best sports movies. But Field of Dreams, definitely a classic. Watched it a couple of nights ago. And yeah, it's just a classic. Just a classic. And I was going to say, I don't know if it gets better each time I watch it, though. Like, I watched a couple nights ago, and I was like, yeah, this is about, like, this is about where it is for me, which what Field of Dreams is, which is, you know, what's his face? James Earl Jones, great in it. Kevin Costner's great in it. I cry. I'll be honest. I cry every time that he, you know, asks his dad to have a catch with him. Yeah, like, I just do. You know, my mom's sitting there crying. I'm crying, too. It's a great moment. It's truly, it's a classic moment in a classic movie. So, no ABS challenge system, by the way, tonight. With the way the field is set up, they don't have a way to have ABS, which is fine. Kind of gives you the old school feel of it. You know, the Midday Show was talking about that today. I agree. It, you know, kind of doesn't have, you know, it has the old school feel to it. No ABS, I think, is kind of nice for the game where they don't have it. So I'm like, you know, if they don't have it, that's kind of cool, actually. So also, there will be 25 Hall of Famers on the field tonight. So according to MLB.com, more than 25 Hall of Famers are scheduled to walk through the cornfields and onto the diamond during the pregame ceremony. Among that group will be players who played for the Phillies and or the Twins. So it looks like, according to MLB.com, former Phillies who are scheduled to appear include Mike Schmidt, of course, Steve Carlton, and Scott Rolen, also a Hall of Famer. Twins will be represented by Joe Mauer, Rod Carew, Burt Blylevin, and Paul Molitor. Jim Thome and Jim Cott, both former Phillies and Twins, also expected to take part in the pregame festivities. It'll be the first time that it will be the largest gathering of Hall of Famers since 2008 All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium, where there were 49 Hall of Famers that convened during the Yankee Stadium last year. But real quick, the rest of the weekend will be Jesus Luzardo versus Connor Prelip on Saturday. There's an off day tomorrow. And then Andrew Painter versus Dean Kremer for the series finale. And, so looking forward to the series. Phillies, again, I mean, like, these are going to be, like, a lot of these are going to be must-win series going forward. I mean, especially where they are sitting right now in the wild card race in the National League. But really looking forward to tonight's game between the Field of Dreams game between the Phillies and the Minnesota Twins. So, sorry, I didn't have enough time to get to this ESPN top 50 players rankings or around Major League Baseball, but did want to talk touch on a lot with this Field of Dreams game, as the Phils are going to be going up against the Minnesota Twins tonight at 7:30 on Netflix. So I'll be back on Monday to talk about hopefully a series win versus Minnesota. And then right after that, the Phils will be going up against the Marlins, who are also in this race as well. It'll be at home, though. They'll be back at home for the home stretch between the Marlins, and then they have the Cardinals once again to end the week. So that will do it for me. Another episode of Phillies Today with Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.